This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 2 years ago, the Norwegian soul singer Bernhoft posted a video of himself performing a live, looped version of one of his songs, a song called Come On Talk. Nearly 3.5 million people have watched that video. But Bernhoft has been making music since way before he went viral. He's here in our Soundcheck studio today, and he's going to play for us a cut from before he achieved international fame. This one's called So Many Faces. It's Bernhoft, live on Soundcheck.
So many faces you can go insane. I'm still so lonely, I'm about to faint, and I don't faint easily. Absurdities that give my head the free, so crowded still I'm on my own. I'm on my own. I didn't know I could be so alone. I'm on my own in here. Stick around, and I know that she knows this here is so concrete, and I miss my little town, and I know that she knows, she knows. Sorry, but these are twists of a mind in a social frost. Just give me 7 seconds to gather my thoughts. It seems we're dealing solely with a social consciousness. I got no other shoulder to cry on but my own. No other but my own. Now please, won't you bring me back home? I miss my home. I got the big city blues. I don't wanna stick around, and I know that she knows this here is so concrete, and I miss my little town, and I know that she knows. I got the big city blues. I don't wanna stick around, and I know that she knows this here is so concrete, and I miss my little town, and I know that she knows, she knows. I know that she knows about it. I know that she knows about it. I know that she knows about you and me. It takes so many faces to fill me up. I'm way past the brim of this here cup. Ain't got no one to talk to. Nothing but to be there, but to be there. I got the big city blues. I don't wanna stick around, and I know that she knows. Stick around, and I know that she knows this here is so concrete, and I miss my little town, and I know that she knows. I got the big city blues. I don't wanna stick around, and I know that she knows this here is so concrete, and I miss my little town, and I know that she knows, she knows. I miss the houses, I miss the streets, I miss all the people that greet me with a smile.
That is Bernhoft singing, playing the guitar, and looping live here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called So Many Faces from Bernhoft's 2008 record Ceramic City Chronicles. But live performance here today. Bernhoft, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
So a lot of people talk justifiably about your voice. I mean, you have this great kind of soulful voice. But there's an awful lot more going on when you do these solo performances. I mean, obviously, your hands on the guitar and your feet have to be going a mile a minute, too.
It's a tap dance, yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost like playing the organ, where you have all four limbs going simultaneously.
That's an apt comparison, actually. I think what I do is nothing compared to the great organ, jazz organ players. They are something else. But it's almost like driving a car. You want to press the right pedal at the right time
yes.
and avoid hitting people, avoid messing up.
Now, you sing in that song about big city blues. I mean, that song has such an American sound to it. Is that actually about Oslo?
It's about Oslo, and it's actually also about London, where I lived for a couple of years, and I was homesick.
Uh-huh. But are you from a little town?
Well, Oslo is a little town. Which you,
it's you not by Norwegian to, standards.
No, but, I mean, it's a little village camouflaging itself as a city. But, no, it's a... If it can transcend into like a broader sense of homesickness and claustrophobia in this concrete wall surroundings, then that's good.
Yeah.
And I guess it's most of the music that I listened to when I was a kid and growing up was American soul music as well. So if that transcends into that song, I'm happy.
Right. So when you say American soul music, do you mean like, were you listening to old soul music?
Well, not at the beginning, but when I was, like, a friend of mine was giving me a Sly and the Family Stone album on vinyl.
That's classic. And, that's classic.
When I was around 18, I said, you should check this out. I think you'll like it. And I was just instantly hooked. And from Sly and the Family Stone, it went on to, I mean, basically all that was going on in Memphis and New Orleans and Detroit in the 60s and 70s. I thought that was fantastically exciting period of time. Not just, I mean, it was so much around the music with, you know, civil rights movement, gender equality, so much stuff, anti-war campaigning going and infusing into music, and it was just a very powerful what you call it,
the whole experience of that music. Yeah, so Marvin Gaye singing What's Going On,
and the whole that album in itself is just fantastic in so many ways.
Yeah. So and good to know that kind of, you know, the music and the extra musical experience translates, you know, into other parts of the world like that. Mm. Did your family, I mean, do you come from a musical family? There's opera in your family background, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's, my dad is an opera singer, or used to be. He's retired now, of course. Uh-huh. They retire when they're 57, I think. It's just stupid. But I used to come with him to work, and my mom's originally a piano teacher.
Uh-huh.
So it was, I guess I didn't have much choice but to follow the musical route. But at the same time, I think none of them have too much, it's definitely not any Africa in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a fascination that I have for African culture and the way it's transfused into, sounds a bit strange to say it, but you know, I'm Norwegian. I went to West Africa just to feel the vibe and listen to the old blues guitar players and
really
and feel how that translated into America as well.
So
and England too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you have a chance to hear like Ali Farka Touré before he died?
I listened to Ali Farka Touré in Oslo actually.
In after, Oslo?
Yeah, after I've been to Mali. And I got hampered in Mali because I had a motorbike accident in Sahara. So my knee got dislocated. It was just a big mess.
Wow.
But the cool thing about...
that's an adventure. I mean, possibly a little more than you bargained for.
But. Yeah, and I'm so glad that I got to experience Mali before the Islamists take over. And I think it's getting fought back now, and I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it was before that, and it was so cool. You could just take a taxi across the streets of Bamako in Mali, and they would play some tape, and you would just flip completely because this music is so cool. And then you would ask, how much do you want? And you have to bargain for the tape.
Right,
right. So you come home with stacks of tape and it costs you nothing, even though you bargained.
So now, when were you in Mali?
That was, the motorbike accident was New Year's Eve 2003.
So some time ago.
Yeah.
So that had kind of an impact on your songwriting and the way you perform and sing and
all? Well, definitely. There's an energy and going on stage and also communication with the audience.
Right.
On a great West African gig that's just...
And you hear that spirit in African American, in Black American music as
well.
Well,
yeah, to a certain extent, I do. I don't think it's as present as it probably used to be. I mean, watching Sly and the Family Stone at Woodstock, I don't think any modern R&B artist can really compare. I'm sorry to be an old fart.
Well, but, there was only one Sly. There was only one Sly Stone. We're speaking with Bernhoft, the Norwegian singer and guitarist and looper. I mentioned in introducing you this song, Come On Talk, which 3.5 million YouTube views for...
It's actually more. So it's the two versions of the video. It's my version, who has 5 million views, and then someone else posted it as the official video. Scumbags.
So this was something that you posted for what purpose? To become rich and famous, or
just... There's no ambition to become rich and famous in my world. But I guess it helps to have a YouTube fame because it gains an audience. Yep. And I can play gigs and we can all have a good time. But it was just really to be honest, I wanted to brag about what I did to some friends of mine. So I just posted it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look,
because
I
thought it was pretty neat. And then the friends posted it on and then suddenly there you go.
Well, the song is called Come On Talk. You want to play it for us?
I'll do. I'll just, I need to...
Yeah, you go get yourself strapped in there. The looping pedals are on the floor. The guitars are close at hand. And Bernhoft will be performing the song for us here in the studio today. It's also on his 2011 record called Solidarity Breaks. And you can hear Bernhoft as well performing and see him performing live on Conan on July 10th. The song's called Come On Talk. It's Bernhoft live on Soundcheck.
Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk. To me, I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you every single word. Come on and talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on and talk. I've been thinking a lot since the end of a family affair about the things that went wrong in a matter of speaking. Should have been more forthcoming about the things I needed to say, but you seem to be talking to someone else. Now you got me feeling so sorry for something I didn't do. You got me crawling down the gutter when I should have been busy making love to you. And so and so smooth it over, you cover your ears real tight. It's it up to me to be telling the black from the white. Now I'm talking to you. It's not talking to you. Talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Now talking to you. I will try my utmost to be honest with you. Try to be honest with you. It's not talking to you. Talk to me. I will try my utmost to be rhythmical. Try to be. Come on, talk to me, yeah, to me, yeah. Come on, talk to me, yeah, to me, yeah. Come on, talk to me, yeah, to me, yeah. Come on, talk to me, yeah.
how to unfold all the mysteries. It takes a different kind of species. I'm unable to handle the weight of all of your clouds put into words. Now you got me feeling so stupid when I couldn't understand. You got me reeling round in circles incomprehensible to me. Talking to you, instead of sweet, come on, talk to me, yeah, to me, yeah. Come on, talk to me, yeah, to me, yeah. Come on, talk to me, yeah, to me, yeah. Come on, talk to me, yeah, to me, yeah. Come on, talk to me, yeah, to me, yeah. Come on, talk to me, yeah, to me.
That is Bernhoff, the Norwegian singer and guitarist, with, by my count, about half a dozen different loops, all done live here in the Soundcheck studio. That is his hit single, Come On Talk, which you will find on his 2011 album, Solidarity Breaks. Bernhoff is performing for us with his guitar, his looping pedals, and, of course, those vocals. Here's a new song called Come Around With Me. Bernhoff, live on Soundcheck.
Come around with me. Come around with me. Come around with me.
Bernhoft live on Soundcheck. That's a new song called Come Around With Me. His most recent album is still 2011's Solidarity Breaks, and he's been playing some live songs from both old and new songs for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Technology is a big part of what you do. Does it always cooperate? What happens if a loop is just a beat off? You know, it's a little too long. It can't be.
No. If that happens, I need to start over.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a cool thing because, you know, it's a very intimate setting, playing solo, sitting down. It's almost like everyone's very close.
Mm-hmm.
And the proximity is enhanced by me messing up sometimes. But it depends.
You don't want to go to that well too often, do you?
No, no, no. It has to happen maximum once
right
per gig. So that's the quota. But sometimes the machinery won't work. I've been lucky, though. The three times it stopped working, it's been almost like musical. Once it was a power supply going dead, and that created a huge boom in the PA. And that was just on the beat. It was fantastic.
Wow.
So it was just, I got up, bowed.
Whomping goodbye. Yeah, all right. Bernhoft is the artist. You can see him on Conan on July 10th. The album's called Solidarity Breaks, although there's a forthcoming one coming next year, and maybe Bernhoft will have you back when that comes out.
I hope so. I think that Conan thing is smack in the middle of my studio time.
Well, great to have you here playing for us in the Soundcheck studio today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Peculiar how you throw them in my face while you abstain.
And if you've enjoyed listening today's live session with Bernhoft here at soundcheck.org, tune back in tomorrow, not at 2, but at 7 p.m., for a special video webcast from the Green Space. We'll be joined by comedian Tig Notaro, Robert Randolph and the Family Band doing some sacred steel music, and composer Jeff Richmond. That's a special Soundcheck event live in the Green Space tomorrow at 7 p.m. Then Thursday afternoon, back here at our regular time, 2 p.m., it's the Galician bagpiper Christina Pato and her band bringing her unique Spanish Celtic sound to the studio. And today's session with Bernhoft will be archived for on-demand listening. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll let you know when it's up. This is Soundcheck.